This hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, December 24th.
And we're back on the air.
So it was Christmas, early Christmas present. And we'll tell you what happened here in a couple minutes. But hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Onion Grower is already in there with us.
Good morning.
7:06 this morning. And good morning, Bad Bomb.
And good morning.
The octopus is at work.
The octopus is at work this morning.
So can I give a quick explanation of our
Yesterday? Not yet. This will be after we do our break.
Shutting up, sir.
We need to see Josh White. I just said to say hello. I didn't say to expand on anything there, Bob.
Okay. He will, though. He'll give an expert view.
I'd say let's head to our Wells Fargo advisor with our market minute. Good morning and
Josh.
Merry Christmas to Josh Wiley.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys. Well, the markets have opened to the upside this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 32 points at 16,327, while the Nasdaq's up a fraction of a point at 4,148. Well, the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,829. Oil's up 17 cents a barrel at $99.08. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.87%. Gold's up $3.90 this morning at $1,200 an ounce, while silver's up 2 pennies at $19.43 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM's up 44 cents at $182.67, Verizon's up a dime at $48.70, and Coca-Cola's up 9 pennies at $40.25. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. I assume tomorrow they probably will not be on, as we won't be on because tomorrow is Christmas, and we are celebrating Christmas here at KCNR. But I tell you what, hey, sweetheart, I know that you've just got lots of things going this morning. But
absolutely. But the presents are wrapped.
Yeah, the presents are wrapped.
And we're looking forward to spending time with family. We're going to be talking a lot of Christmas stories today. Of course, we're going to talk about what's happening in the headlines, and also let you know after the break what happened yesterday, but meanwhile if you're tuning in and you're wondering what's the weather like, 36 degrees outside right now. I just love this. It doesn't feel 36. I'm really loving this weather. I am hoping that we do get some saturation of some sort here soon. But we're going to have sunny today. Again, the temperatures are going to be around 70 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 41. Christmas Day will be sunny with temperatures around 69. I mean, you can actually barbecue. Mostly clear tomorrow night when, of course, which is going to be fabulous when New Santa is in the skies. That will be 41 degrees and clear. Isn't that going to be nice? So you can see the reindeer and Rudolph's nose is going to definitely be out there. Sunny Thursday was 71, mostly clear 39. So that's what we have to look through for the next few days in the forecast. And we're always, the weather is brought to you by
our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. I'm there, Chuck and family, and family-owned, family-operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Just a great place to do business with. Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back from that. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about, but you know what? Let's try to get into the Christmas season here. You know, Bruce Ross had an interesting editorial. You know, I like Bruce. I don't always agree with Bruce. Sometimes I sit there and I read it and I think, what is he thinking of? Other times I can't, you know, I just imagine how smart he is because he agrees with me. But he wrote something in today's editorial that, you know, once I read it and I got over my initial cynicism of it, I think that I need to share that this with you, and I want to give him full credit for it, as I do other times when other times I step all over it. But it's about Christmas. And at the same time, it ties into other stories we have on Christmas. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be playing our own Christmas music here today, you know, on our bumps as we talk about what's happening in the world. And we're going to try and keep today at that level where it's, you know, calm and a joyous and a merry. Now, I'm not promising that's going to happen all the time, but we're going to try.
Anyway, sure?
We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, still standing.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, 30-day swap and sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here at KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Wait.
Have a holy jolly
day.
Yeah. Oh, my
Welcome
God.
Back to
Burl
Free Fire Radio. Burl
Ives. You know, Burl, that's my favorite. Okay, I'd like to hear from you this morning. This is the time please, we'd love to have you call in. Tell us what your favorite Christmas show of all time is. All right, this is the kind of, and we're gonna talk about a lot of stuff, the game, why we were off the air, but you know, Burl Ives and Rudolph.
Hands down, the first Rudolph.
That's my favorite. I swear, I need a DVD of that.
Okay, why we were off the air for like 8 hours, 9 hours yesterday, starting about 9:15. Copper thieves came in, low life scum bags that they are, came over the fences, and they started cutting away our the copper that is buried in the ground, and that leads into our transmitter sites. When they pulled the last one, that's when we went off the air, and I headed down there. Well, this is broad daylight, and there's other people down there where they are. So anyway, they ended up gathering up the wire into a bundle. But here's the fun. Here is the most telling point. It's not copper wire. It's copper coated steel wire.
Worthless in the
worthless,
market.
Absolutely worthless. And I think at some point, you know, and probably one of them got nailed with a shot of energy too from the tower, but it's worthless. And so they left without anything. They left their tool there. So, Bob, you can explain this.
Basically a net loss, yes. A transmitting antenna requires not only the part that you see, but a part that you don't see. It requires a ground plane that lets the signal jump off. And if you don't have that, then some of your power you're trying to send out into the air comes back. And that's what caused our transmitter to protect itself by shutting down.
It just shuts down. Yeah. So what we did was we called Mike Johnson and Ron Green. And Mike Quinn and I were out there, and it's essentially put the rig back together in like 8 hours. Or they did. I held flashlights and, you know, and I pushed buttons and, I cleaned off wire, and they were soldering and grounding things. And then when they turned it back on, it worked.
The weather is a blessing.
Still have, oh gosh, if it had been bad weather, you know, you say, you know, why did this happen? Why do these people do this? I mean, of course, they're a bunch of thieves and, you know, they're just like everything else. You know, they will destroy a person's business for $10 a wire. I mean, come on. But see, there's nothing you can do about it. Now, the police were out there. They took a, Officer Denham took a report, took photos, told us that there was their ideas on it, but there's nothing, unless they catch them, there's nothing they can do about it. But they were there, they took the report. Anyway, back on the air, and now we're starting to rebuild everything.
We did have calls again, and we had,
yeah, thank you for so many
text
calls.
Messages, like, what's up at the station, And you know, every now and then it's known when you're dealing with, like, right now in our station, Bob, how many computers? What do we have going on here just for, to get satellite feed and all the stuff that we have?
A round number to do the various things we do, about 12, maybe 15 computers, depending on your definition of what constitutes a computer. We have a few special purpose devices that have computing power, but about a dozen general purpose PCs that do various tasks.
I like the special purposes. So one of them is called a dump button. Anyway, so
we're very digitized.
Yeah, so every now and then when we can have a glitch that happens, which, you know, when you get a satellite feed or something happens when actually Bob can explain to our listeners when they have, like, what does the sun hit? There's sunspots,
yeah,
and that
block. They're not really sunspots. What happens is that if you're looking at a flashlight and somebody parks a car with headlights right behind it, that's essentially what happens to our satellite feed.
It just gets overrun.
Yeah.
But this thing today or yesterday was just a thief. Or a pair of thieves that went in there and just started taking it apart.
Not terribly bright ones.
Not terribly bright ones, but and again, as I said, there's nothing down there to steal. It's not only that, but it's been in the ground for a while. So, but never underestimate the stupidity of thieves. All right, now, but there are better things. When we get back, we're going to talk about an early Christmas present for the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers got an early Christmas present last night. And if you didn't see the game, you would have appreciated this because, you know, you're there. It's amazing how things change. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Ring that bell, Carl.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. A Merry Christmas to all of our friends down there. Espresso Joe's, you can still buy. Hey, today's the 24th. If you're a man, you can go out and buy for 20 relatives. Go into two stores and get enough presents in 15 minutes and have them wrapped by tomorrow if you're a guy. But you can go down to Tobacco and Brew and get all types of coffee beans and all types of exotic coffee beans, and you get coffee makers. Walk next door for into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at our friends down at Tobacco and Brew. And a very, 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 you know, Merry Christmas to and happy holidays to Joe and Shelley and all the staff down at Tobacco and Brew.
And if you're ever buying any scratch or lotto tickets, that's a place to go.
Yeah, I was hoping to win $686 million the other day. It didn't work out.
Okay, now remember the controversy.
Oh, okay.
With Duck Dynasty.
Well, it's still going on.
All right. So the duck merchandise, they call it duck merchandise, is predicted to keep flying off store shelves despite or because of their kerfuffle over remarks by the family patriarch, Phil Robertson, and his suspension. So we're going to follow up on that. But it seems that it's not going to attempt to bridge the cultural divide, for our time between those who watch Duck Dynasty and those who don't. Duck merchandise, of course, is predicted, as we said, flying off the shelves. And every time consumers pivot their shopping carts this holiday season, they ran into Duck Dynasty bobbleheads, chia pets, clothing, wine, and yes, hunting supplies. An Iowa company has also benefited from the ratings hit. Hans Wiltz of Ottawa, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. I can't say this. Ottawa, and his company, my mom's from Iowa, and Great LLC helped create Duck Dynasty scented candles that are sold across the country, including at Hallmark, Gander Mountain, and Gordman stores. So let's talk about some of the, I'm online, of course, looking at the pictures, this particular candle has the four, you know,
it has the brothers and Phil.
The brothers and Phil, and of course, Uncle.
Uncle Cy.
Happy, happy, happy. This is called Roadkill. So the candle.
The Roadkill candle?
The Roadkill candle. So the candles come in 6 cents. Duck Call, Grassy Creek, Swamp Water, Size Iced Tea, Roadkill, and the most popular, folks, is Duck, starts with an F, duck, ends with a T.
Duck Fart.
Yeah. That one smells of apples, raspberries, and pineapple underlined
by hints. How would anybody know?
Of lemongrass, clove, and flora.
How would you know? Bob, how would you know that?
Well, I'm just telling you what that particular candle smells like.
How would you know that?
That is not something I would care to determine from an empirical process.
How would you even know? They're flying past you. How would you know? Anyway.
This one, I'm telling you that.
It's the top selling candle, which that's beginning to tell me. So,
yeah.
Okay, I'm beginning to get scared.
American culture. The word you said, yes, that smells of apples, raspberry. I got my face slapped once for saying that word. I'm not going to say it again.
Not by me.
I lied. My dad let me have it on that one a long time ago when I was at the swimming hole in Pleasant Valley. You know, anyway, it goes back to memories. Don't ever say that word with an F and end with a T. Okay, anyway, so his company's working on other Duck Dynasty products, including backyard games that A&E has approved. Wilt said, this is the Iowa-based company, and they're trying to create lifestyle gifts that go beyond novelty items.
Lifestyle gifts.
Duck Dynasty is a family business.
Okay, a Duck Dynasty lifestyle gift. Now, what could that possibly be? Could that be a recliner like Phil uses when he sits back there?
How about just horseshoes?
And he's got, you know, when he sits on, it's a camouflage recliner that you can sit on. I've seen them in some, you know, some catalogs, a camouflage recliner.
Listen, we came very close.
With this, then you would have his face and the words happy, happy, happy.
We came very close to getting, okay, we're going to just be safe. We're guilty. Very close to buying a blue Tupperware tea glass at Sportsman's Warehouse with inside was a t-shirt because I said, we were watching Duck Dynasty, and every time we saw Cy, he has this blue Tupperware, like he was a baby or something, he's carrying it around. Yeah.
Anyway, we fought that impulse down. I fight every impulse down to buy something that's got pictures of
or
people
camo.
On it. Well, camo.
Anyway, I had to
camo.
Go there.
Camo's
now, what
okay.
do you have? What have you got there?
49ers. Get a Christmas present early. After we got back from putting the, when I say we, I use the word we loosely, putting the station back on the air. But I was there. I helped. I held lights. Anyway, when I got back and so I got to watch like the last quarter. Well, it looks like the third quarter and the 49ers are beating up on Atlanta, beating up on them. All right. This game's over. And all of a sudden Atlanta wakes up. And not only did they get it to within 3 points, they're with a minute and 10 seconds left, they're down on the 10-yard line. The 10-yard line. And Ryan, who is cutting the 49ers apart at this point, turns, throws, it hits his receiver in the hands. The receiver bobbles, it hits it with one hand, it goes up in the air, maybe a foot, and then drops to the ground as a linebacker from San Francisco is running by, who then runs it back 90 yards. Oh. 90 yards in the last, 45 seconds, maybe a minute. Ran it back for a touchdown.
Oh.
Game over. Talk about it. You know what? Because San Francisco's, oh no, these guys are going to score. They only have a minute left. We're going to lose. We're going to lose the last game in Candlestick Park. What a Christmas present. What a Christmas present to the San Francisco fans.
Yep.
And to that team. When that ball was bobbled and the linebacker was, and I can't remember.
I hope they show a repeat on that.
Well, you're going to see it probably for a year. But got it and scored in the last minute. The last seconds of the last game going to be played at Candlestick Park. They're going to implode it this year.
That's so cool.
It was. It was cool.
When we come back after the break.
If you like football or if you just like a little bit of history.
Well, it's both. And not only that, it was a thrilling moment. So, you know, some games can be boring, but when you have a thrilling moment that goes back, you know, you close out 2013. You know, speaking of a thrilling moment, we sometime a few years back went to hear Marcus Luttrell speak at the convention center. He is the author of the upcoming movie that we're going to be talking about that opens on Christmas. And we're going to talk about some of the ratings and the reviews that it's got. I know that we're going to try to see it as soon as it opens. I don't know if we can get there Christmas Day, but it's definitely something that we love the book. We bought the book. We shared the book. And let's talk more about Lone Survivor when we come back. This is KCNR 1460.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly
Gene Autry.
I love the older ones. They're just happy.
They are happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friend Jeff at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee what other shops can't. He's going to fix it. If you can't, you get your money back. From small chips, and those little chips right now in your windshield will fill up with water. And if it ever does get cold, it will crack. And when it cracks, then you have a large problem. Anyway, he can do small chips up to and cracks up to over 24 inches in length and fix them. Head on down to 3208 Market Street right here in Redding or give Jeff Worst a call, 241-8373. And a big Merry Christmas to Jeff and Mary. Okay. So people are just catching up in the chat room. And, okay, Sonny, just to let you know real quick what happened was that we had copper thieves that stole. It wasn't copper, but it put us off the air. We put everything back together, and we're back on the air again. So that's what happened. And it wasn't the...
But thank God for a team, because guess what? You know, you did your show yesterday.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, somebody went in, and they started to dig. Give us a description.
Well, they just picked up things and just started cutting. And the fact that one of them wasn't, you know, we said, you better go down and check the hospitals, because somebody could have gotten burnt pretty bad here on this one. As it is, they were scared off, but they did enough damage so that we had to go back and rewire things. I say we, Mike Johnson, Ron Smith, and Mike and I were doing things like, clean wire and moving things around and, you know, putting things together, finding other wires so we could get the radios out.
So we have to just really
back. We really want to thank. You know what?
And
this happened.
It's like having
It happened here before Christmas. And it happened, in a sense that the weather was decent. I mean, we were there last night. I mean, if it had been raining or snowing or stuff like this, it could have just been an almost impossible task, but it wasn't. So, okay. Big shout out and Merry Christmas to our guys.
Yeah. That takes a team. Okay. Before we took the break, we were talking about Marcus Luttrell, who is the author, and he is the lone survivor. Yeah, and a few years ago, he came to the, before it became the new convention center, or whatever you want to call it now. It was the Redding Convention Center. Anyway, so it was the first time I said to Carl, I am going to stand in line to meet this guy and have him sign my book. It was riveting to hear his story, to listen to this gentleman who is limped up on stage, and you could tell that he was not a real seasoned speaker. He was the real deal. And now the movie on Christmas is going to be released. And it's actually setting, Hollywood on, it's rated R. It's very graphic. It's very violent. Of course, you know, they're not beautifying anything that happened in Afghanistan. And his whole troop, you know, gets killed. And it's about American mercy, and it's about goat herders, and Peter Berg is the director. It says here that Peter Berg spends too long on two perilous falls down the Afghanistan mountainside that shatters bones and shreds skin. And the extended scene of Luttrell's operating on his own leg and unwashed blade feels like overkill. Now, to me, if I know that I'm going in to see a film, I think the grit, especially a war film, the grit is closer to the reality of what it would be like. So get uncomfortable. You know, I think that's, wouldn't that be, Carl? I mean.
Well, the thing about it is that we're still fighting a war, and people seem to forget that. And we're still having kids brought home with stubs where their legs used to be. And war is nasty. War is bloody. War is graphic. War smells. War smells of torn bowels, of blood all over the place. It smells of cordite. It smells of explosions. It smells you will never, ever, ever experience anywhere else. Burnt flesh. You're never going to get that in a movie. You're not going to get that. They can't do that. Thank God. Maybe they should. Maybe then people would think twice. Maybe they ought to make every congressman and senator and president watch a couple of these movies, so they won't get us into, in a cowboy way, or if they get us into something, they'll bring us back out. But the bottom line here is the heroism that was shown by the SEALs in this mission. The mission was compromised, and then the fight afterwards, and the fact that Luttrell did go down that hill like that, and he did get rescued by Afghans that took him into his house and then fought for him, or would have fought for him. And Marcus Luttrell is still having, he's still having problems. These feelings of guilt he has for surviving this. He was having a lot of problems when he first got back. I hope that he's gotten, you know, that he's gotten past this at least as much as you can. That he was the lone survivor. He did survive this.
Well, let's not forget about our troops. And, before we take a break, I have a quick poem that is for, our soldiers. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about. A strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand on the wall hung pictures of a far distant land. With medals and badges, awards of all kinds, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder. Now, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor up for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. The life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, the guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. It's all secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night.
We'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 10/22s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist, Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Well, way up north.
Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking about doing on Christmas and what's your favorite part of Christmas. Yeah, what's your favorite part of Christmas? We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a lot of people in there. Sun Gold, Sharon.
And again.
Max, Lemon Grower.
What about the movies that, like It's a Wonderful Life? Or what are the movies that you love to see if you had to pick one? And Bob, you and I are on the same, close to the same age, but I remember in the 60s watching, as a kid, watching Rudolph in black and white. And I just love Burl Ives playing Santa or playing the snowman.
Yeah, he was the snowman.
And I watched a little bit of it this year. I didn't see it all the way through, but it was really funny because I was thinking about if I were to sit with a kid today, I would, and they were bullied or they were picked on or they felt ashamed because maybe they had a big nose or big ears or had some kind of thing that they didn't like about themselves, I would now equate it to Rudolph.
Something else that happened on this date in 1968 was the Apollo 8 reading of the opening verses of Genesis from lunar orbit. And I remember 11 or 12 years old sitting, staring at the TV, absolutely enraptured because here was this voice. These pioneers, no one had ever been that far from planet Earth before. And these three brave men in a little tin can orbiting the moon were reading from the book of Genesis as the Earth came over the horizon, that little blue spot.
Wow.
It was a profound moment, and it was a very famous broadcast, and I remember it vividly, listening to James Lovell's words.
And which one was this?
This was Apollo 8 in 1968. Oh. Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's right.
They read from the book of Genesis from lunar orbit. It was a fantastic moment.
Oh, try and do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would never happen.
They'd shut them down, but the whole world listened.
Yeah.
Wow. What a great memory.
What's your favorite Christmas memory? Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Oh my goodness. You know, I was thinking about that the other day because I was, flipping through or the channels or listening to things about people that would come on and talk about their favorite Christmas memory. And I was trying to think about, of course, I do remember, going with my brother and my dad on our horses up to the tree. You know, we lived in the wilderness. We had 5 acres, but we were around hundreds of acres. And I think I probably had told this story before, but we went down and cut our Christmas tree down from the forest behind us, and we drug it back on a horse, you know, tied behind a horse. And just the memory of that, being in the snow and getting the saucers and being at home during Christmas with the big hill across from us and sliding down in the saucers and stuff like that. That was kind of Christmas time for me. You know, and when you're a kid, you really have nothing to worry about, you know. How about you? You going to leave me hanging here?
Well, no, the first time we really deployed. I'd been deployed before several times. But for Desert Shield, when we went there so early, I mean, just everybody left. I mean, you literally left in a couple of days. It wasn't like working up for a big deployment where you work up for 5 months and then you deploy and everybody's ready. It was, Hussein came across the border. I had a whole group of men, along the Arizona border doing counter drug ops. they called me. We literally had to take everything down and throw them back into a trucks that we had, and it was, everything was civilian, and race back to Camp Pendleton, redo the gear, take it out, rebox it, and we were on a plane in a couple of days. We were one of the first groups over in August of that year. So, and then, you know, then the buildup started, and we knew we were going to be going to war soon. And here was, and so here was Christmas, and the packages started coming in, or Christmas packages. So I actually had Christmas, we had ourselves, no tree at all, but we had some lights up where there were six of us were staying in this place. And we, so we put some, you know, put some lights up. Word we got the lights, somebody must have sent them to us. And then we all had, Christmas, and it wasn't organized like any, you know, any Marine and any, all this stuff like that, though there was an outpouring of stuff, but we got some, you know, we got, so we got things from home. So, and you were limited on how much you could ship back then. So anyway.
So when you think back on that,
that was very, that was a very memorable Christmas because of the six of us that were there, because we knew we were going to be going into, I mean, heavy combat probably within a month, and we did. It was, well, close to a month. We knew we were going to be going into heavy combat. We didn't know if we were coming back because we weren't sure what was going to happen. I mean, nobody could be sure about what was going to happen when we launched our attack. And we knew we would. We just didn't, know the exact time. We knew we were going to be starting the air war soon. So that's, that was a memorable Christmas. Anytime that, you serve in a time like that where, you don't know if you'll see another Christmas. So it becomes, I think it becomes, means a little bit more to you.
Yeah.
On that. And, you know, I think that that's what happens anytime when you're in the military and you're deployed out like that and you're in combat. Every day becomes somewhat more precious to you because you don't know if there's going to be another day after that. And you think, well, this is relatively safe. Nothing's going to happen. And then, you know, a rocket comes in and kills the people, you know, 50 yards away from you or 100 yards away from you. So you enjoy your Christmases, you enjoy what you have, and this is what everybody should do. You should never know if you're going to have another Christmas. So you should enjoy them with your family, you know, and your friends as much as possible.
And please,
in the holidays.
Exactly. Yes. You know, before we close this thought too, let me just to say, I think it would be, good for, all of us when we're around our family and extended family to just, you know, don't let the little things bug you. Which can happen, you know, in big groups. Just don't let the little things bug you. Have humor and realize, you know, it's the, whatever. Somebody may make some kind of stupid remark that could just, like, make you want to pull your hair out. Whatever. This happens with big groups. But anyway, just enjoy, like, you know, Carl, it was a precious story. Thank you so much for sharing. We're going to be right back. We'd love to hear from you. This is KCNR 1460.
Horizon, I'm rather dark and unappetizing looking place.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The year was 1968. America was torn apart by a war. Robert Kennedy had been assassinated. Martin Luther King Jr. had been assassinated. And in a small spacecraft, three American men, venturing further from their home world than anyone ever had, broadcast this message.
People back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament, the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament, and the evening and the morning, the second day. And God said, let the waters of the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land.
And that could have been mixed a little better, but that was a historic broadcast, and it touched the world, I think, at a very critical time in our history.
It was, and I'm glad you got that up, brought it up there. I'm sorry if you couldn't hear it that well, because you've taken it straight off the feed on this. But anyway, it's getting close to, you know what, I just thought that, you know, people should know that yesterday, you can tell the kids, that Santa was cleared into the U.S. airspace yesterday by the Department of Agriculture. The Department of Agriculture had to give waivers on 9 reindeer. They did not have to go through all of the vaccinations. They did not have to go through all of the 30-day wait to get them into the country. No, the Agricultural Commission, the Federal Agricultural Commission, whatever they're called, said, you know what, we see the way they're coming in, we know that they're healthy, because they do a lot of traveling, and they've never been ill, and they've been here coming every year for hundreds and hundreds of years, so they must be healthy. The fact that one does have a red nose means nothing except that it's a way to help them find their way through snowy nights. Now, we don't have to worry about that in the state of California, because we have no snowy nights. I'm looking at the temperatures, and our temperature is higher than it is in Phoenix, Arizona, and probably in Las Vegas. So we're having it'll be clear tonight. Tell the kids that Santa has been cleared hot to come in, and that, and the reindeer are healthy, so we'll be able to have them here too. when we come back, we want to talk about, there's some other things we want to talk about that, you know, people that are trying to get Obamacare got a present, got an early Christmas present. It's kind of a quiet Christmas present. And we want to talk about, you know, you were talking about how things, people in Santa costumes and things they've done that are a little strange, here in this past week, in the past couple of days. So we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, is the war on Christmas and what's happening with that. And as I said earlier, an editorial from Bruce Ross about this that I find very interesting. And of course, we can't go out again without Duck Dynasty. You know we've talked about Duck Dynasty. There's still a little bit more that we need to talk about. But today is a day. Take a deep breath, because tomorrow is going to be Christmas. We'll be back in a minute.
Without you, I'll be so blue, just thinking about you.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the host.
Problems Christmas Eve will be from the northern plains through the upper Mississippi Valley into the Great Lakes. In those areas, we'll see widespread snows on the order of 2 to maybe 4 inches. So not a big snowfall event in terms of depth.
Roads remain slick. Utility crews still trying to get the power back on in many areas. Idaho Senator Jim Risch says Christmas is a time for Americans to be thankful for many things, including those helping to keep the country free by serving overseas.
As you gather with your family around your table, take a moment to remember these brave and dedicated soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, especially those serving in harm's way and separated by vast oceans and miles of land from their special loved ones.
A lot of people turning out to the Holy Land this Christmas season to celebrate Christmas Eve. Palestinian Tourism Minister Rula Maya says that they're anticipating an increase in the overall number of tourists this year.
In the last few years, we had an increase in number of tourists coming to Palestine. Last year, we had a good jump, which was about 18%. And we thought that this year we couldn't keep that jump. But fortunately, yes, we kept this jump. And we had also an increase of 14% for this year.
Bethlehem, of course, both the traditional and biblical birthplace of Christ. Two space station astronauts making a rare Christmas Eve spacewalk to repair a cooling system on board the International Space Station. American astronauts Rick Mastracchio and Michael Hopkins replacing a faulty ammonia pump, and it's their second spacewalk in 4 days. At Wall Street, the Dow's been mostly higher, up about 40 points. This is SRN News.
BSA, the Software Alliance, assures that the reporting of software piracy is kept confidential. You reported it. Was that your experience?
Yes. I mean, the entire process was confidential. It was pretty quick and easy. It went to their website and it asked all the information. Really, they took it from there.
Report software piracy confidentially and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Go online and input nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Help protect innovation. That's nopiracy.org or call 1-888-NO-PIRACY.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
New poll numbers suggest the White House may be losing the Obamacare PR battle.
Support for the health care law overhaul has fallen to new lows. A just-released CNN ORC poll records a 5% drop in the past month. Only 35% of those polled support the health care law, while 62% oppose it. Perhaps just as troubling, the fact that support among women fell 6% in just a month, while remaining unchanged among men.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. A mass grave has been uncovered in Africa's South Sudan, where a week-long conflict is believed to have killed more than 1,000 people. The United Nations says its staff who visited the site counted 14 bodies in the grave, 20 more at a nearby river. A spokesman for the Geneva-based office told the Associated Press the bodies are among 75 ethnic Dinka who were reported to the UN as unaccounted for and feared dead. She says there are unconfirmed reports of at least two more mass graves. This is SRN News. Officials now say 34 homes were destroyed in a wildfire in Central California's Big Sewer region, 12 more than originally estimated. The unusually late fall fire burned more than 1.4 square miles in the Los Padres National Forest and led to the evacuation of about 100 homes in all. The fire is fully contained. Some residents still out of their homes. About 180 firefighters still on the job. Sales of new homes slipped slightly in November after a big surge in the previous month.
The Commerce Department says there was a 2.1% decline in sales last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 464,000. The median price of a new home sold in November increased to $270,900, up 10.6% from a year ago. Prior to October's big rebound, home sales had slowed over the summer.
That report from SRN's Jeremy House. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yes, we're still standing. Last man standing here. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning and a Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, December the 24th, which means you only have, like, you know, one more day of shopping to do. If you're a man, you can get it all done today. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and our chat room is filled with good people.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm just looking at Sungold and Sharon and Max and, you know, Onion Grower and just, you know, many, many in there. So just thank you very much and Merry Christmas to everybody.
And Sharon, I hope that you understand, because I ran into a friend of yours, a mutual friend, as we were mailing things, that you have injured your ankle or something like that. So get well. Heal quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We also got a, we're going to go into our little routine here, but I wanted to quickly tell you that we heard from Barbara Harrison that Good Morning America announced that Macy's was giving Make-A-Wish $2 million.
Oh, that's great.
So it's from the Letters to Santa program. So all of you, thank you so much for putting your letters into the Macy's boxes there. And that's a great way to start our Christmas. Let's talk about, okay, something that you can do. You can buy stocks and bonds and all that good stuff for Christmas.
And we go to Josh Wiley. Hey, Josh, that's... Give Josh a call and just buy a bunch for Christmas. Is that a good idea?
Great idea. Give me a call. Well, good morning, everyone. Markets are positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 16,334. The Nasdaq's up 2 at 4,150. And the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,831. Oil's up 22 cents a barrel at 99.13. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.88%. Gold's up $4 this morning at $1,201, while silver's up 2 pennies at $19.44 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Home Depot's up 7 cents at $80.62, Pfizer's down a nickel at $30.31, and Intel is up a quarter at $25.56. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to Josh and all the people, our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors. They're in Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Here they are, Christmas Eve. Working, you know what? They're like the little elves, working their little fingers to the bone to the last minute, making sure that you have the finest and the best up-to-date information on Wall Street. Again, give them a call at 530-243-7561.
Well, again, that's what we talk about, people that we love and respect, that have integrity. And if you feel like, you know, for instance, with the Josh Wiley and so many of the others at, you know, the Wells Fargo, the advisors there, and I'm sure with our other sponsors that we have come to know and love, that, you know, if you feel like you're responsible for people, that you want to give them the best of what you have. and your time, your knowledge, and especially, I mean, if Josh is there today, he's running people's, he's working with people's money. It matters. It's big time that it matters. Anyway, currently 36 degrees downtown, and we're going to have temperatures today around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 41. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, 69 and sunny. Gonna love that. And mostly clear tomorrow again, tomorrow night. So you're going to see, Rudolph will not have to have his nose bright suit, because of the fog, but because, and he's gonna be guiding the sleigh, and that'll be really fun. So that will be a great night tomorrow, 41 degrees. And then again, Thursday, sunny with 71. And our forecast and our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney, again, shout out to them. They have been wonderful members of our community. They started Shasta Gas Propane in the spring of 1997, and they serve over 4,000 customers through Shasta and Tehama counties. They sponsor our weather, and we know them and think the world of them. They're a locally owned and family operated, and most of their gas employees and family members are safety trained and service oriented. Again, that we were talking about really matters to us as we sit and we think about who we have had sponsor our shows, who is with us and our body of work. It's very important to us. We know all of our sponsors.
We do know most of our sponsors, almost all of our sponsors. We do know all of our sponsors, come to think of it. It's a small town. Well, we don't know the people when, you know, from, Sleep Number. We don't know them exactly, but we have talked to them a lot, but we know we know who they are. I mean, we deal with them, the ones here in town at the store, just outstanding people.
That's how we tested our bed that we chose.
Outstanding people. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the 10 last minute items you might want to get, and you can do it while not leaving your home. We want to talk about, your latest gift from Obamacare, and it's going to, you know, and then war on Christmas. Is there a war on Christmas? And if there is, who's winning? We'll be right back after these messages.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection? I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was his astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing, actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits. which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a mean one.
I don't know if we should play this right before we start talking about one of our advertisers here. Okay, forget the Grinch part. It's okay, ha 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 ha. All right. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends who are not Grinches. Just the opposite. They are happy, happy, happy people. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and the best deals in the state. Yeah, Redding Crown Motors. That's right. Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealers. Right here in town. This is not too late to get a super Christmas present for that person you really care for. Even if it's you. And maybe it is you. And if it is, go on down to our friends at Redding Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. They're having a huge sales down there. They will sell you a car, truck, SUV that you want, that you need, that you've always wanted. Now, you can take it home today. What a great Christmas present. This is now's the time. Get up, hop into that old car or truck or SUV. And head on down to Redding Crown Motors. Super sales. 555 Cypress Avenue, right downtown, or give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Okay. We have friends that, you know, that are injured. Our best wishes go out to Sharon. And I'm sure that you will heal perfectly. It's just bothersome right now when things like that happens, when you break things, but you will come back. Okay. President Obama gave a lot of people a big present. He did it kind of quietly. Obamacare blinks again. You have an extra day to sign up. That's right. You can sign up, and if you get on the website, it looks like you've been on there for hours. They will send you an email that says, "Hey, why don't you try back in 9 hours?" And so when you go back, and you can get on there now, call this number. And so when you call the number, the person says, so why couldn't you sign up? Well, it's because, and I was on the website. Anyway, no penalty. The State Exchange, our California State Exchange, is giving a grace period for those unable to buy policies also because of it. They talk about California being a huge success, but it's not necessarily that. It's the fact is that the number between that 18 and or 21 and 36, you know, the big numbers they want are like 20%. A lot of the people that are signing up, as you heard the other day from an insurance expert that was in the studios, was the ones who already had plans that were losing them, so they're switching over, and most of those are older people. So, you know, it's not like a bunch of new people. It wasn't like people who didn't have insurance for the first time signing up. These are people who had insurance who lost the insurance that are signing up. Anyway, well, Obamacare, what's going to happen next year? Well, frankly, I don't care right now. Because today is Christmas Eve. You know, I guess we could be going bah humbug because somebody came in and tore out, you know, wiring and put us off the air for a few hours. But you know what? I'm not. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for we have friends and associates like Mike Johnson and Ron Green and Mike Quinn and Bob Belongi and Bob Martin and Diane Hawks and Nate Alberea and Savannah Cove, Rachel Lane and all the people.
But I mean, our newest member, too, in just a moment. We're going to bring him in.
Yeah, Dan, who's our latest, our newest.
Three our S's. Newest. I call Dan the three S. The S last name has got three S's in it.
It does?
Yeah.
It's got three S's in it?
Three S's in his last name.
Okay, well, we'll have to prove that when we get in here. But in all of our shows, too, you know, so you can sit there and dwell about things that are wrong. Like, you know, like my friend Sharon here, our friend Sharon, she could dwell about something. She had an accident. But you know what? Sharon has got a positive outlook on things. She really does. She goes, yeah, you know, this is sore and this is happening and it's got to heal. But her outlook is not one of, oh, woe is me. Woe is me. It's not that. It's that, hey, this is going to, I'll get over this and I'll keep going. And that's the way it's got to be. And that's the way it is. And that's what I guess you really want to talk about.
Well, she's a doer. Sharon's a doer. So, I mean, she's got chickens. You know, she's like varnished boats. She's done. She builds things. So, you know, after, this is just a little like splinter in her life that will be like, got to get.
But it's the kind of thing. Yes. It's the kind of thing is that that's what we have to look about is going positive. And speaking of somebody that's extremely positive, Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
how are you?
Speaking of extremely positive,
I'm going to be interviewing Jay on my the first Thursday of the year. Jay will be on. We're going to have a whole hour dedicated to our yellow cap philosopher. So, Merry Christmas!
Hey, thank you so much. You know, another year's gone by really fast, and you know, I really appreciate you guys. You get an excellent product out of your station here, and you're really contributing to the well-being of the community, and I just wanted to say congratulations on another year, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Jay, and we appreciate you. You've been with us from the very beginning.
Jay plays Santa Claus all year long, though. Jay does good deeds throughout the year. I know this about you, and I think that is a, you know, let's just say that's a, you know, a real Christian outlook, positive being, like you said, you know, put back into, you know, and so when I interview you on the first Thursday here on the Spot, I'm looking forward to talking about different stories with you. And Jay, we know that you do things like, you know, take the elderly shopping, pick up medications. You are probably the lifeblood or the force that helps these people move around. I mean, that's just one of the few things you do with your yellow cab, with your business.
Well, that is one of the things we do. You know, it's certainly the whole team. Just like you have a team, we have a team over at Yellow Cab. It's not any one person. But, you know, Linda, you keep talking nice things about that. You're going to ruin my bad reputation. You know? But I've been developing it my entire lifetime. But all jokes aside, yeah, we're a group of family men and women over at Yellow Cab, and we take care of the elderly and make sure that the vulnerable get home safe and sound, and that's what we do, and we're proud of it, you know, and that's what we do, and I just really appreciate you guys. Wanted to give a shout out to you, and I look forward to coming in on the second.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Jay, and your
Thank
family
you so
and
much.
Everybody there down there at Yellow yeah. Cab.
And I just think, I thought Bob just hit the wrong button again and knocked out the system.
No, we had a couple thieves.
No, we had help with that one.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Have a great day.
All right. All right. Okay. Take care, Jay.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave's Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here at KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Andy Williams, his voice just soothes me.
I will keep that in mind.
And you better.
I will bring that with me every place I go to. Yeah. This portion of the show, and this soothes me, is by Orchard Nutrition and our friends down there, Joe and his family. Orchard Nutrition, Merry Christmas out to them, of course. Orchard Nutrition, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And they are the North State's nutrition experts, of course, with the Amazing Foods for Life with Vicky and her gluten-free menus and gluten-free mixes that they have there. They've got it all. At Orchard Nutrition, including classes on healthy living and diet and all this. Organic food, raw foods, bulk foods that you can buy. I can't say enough about them at Orchard Nutrition. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street, 221 Locust Street. Give them a call, 244-9141, 244-9141. Of course, go in there and have a very healthy meal in their in-store deli. Orchard Nutrition. Dan Jansen.
Hey, let's introduce to you our lovely family that listens to us every morning and listens on the way to work. We really appreciate who you are, and sometimes we get real fired up. We want to introduce to you our KCNR family of listeners, our newest addition to our KCNR family, Dan Jansen. With three S's, Jansen's.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Nice to meet you.
y'all.
See, that's my Texas.
Dan's our newest and our newest sales, is coming in, coming into our sales department here and is a local guy.
Yes, I am. I've been here since 1981, grew up here, went to school here. CV High School, Shasta College. So I know a lot of you out there and, can't wait to meet the rest.
Well, we're happy that you're here, and it's been a, we like, of course we like locals, naturally.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody that has that, that kind of epitomizes what we think too, what we believe in, and I believe in our community, and, you know, the shop local, stay local, let's help each other out type of thing. You know, let's get the businesses in here, and Dan has got a good record of this, and is going to be a very valuable member of our group here.
Yeah, I can't wait, and I can't wait to promote that local aspect of the community, because it is very important. I mean, it is what it is. We are local. We are Reading. We are the North State.
One of the things that we said when, you know, we were interviewing and looking for, you know, new people to come in, and, you know, we're going to be making some wonderful changes in 2014. We're excited about that. We asked you about a mission statement, and one of the things that I love that you did say in your mission statement was that you liked that it was a station for everyone to really have a community feel. a togetherness.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can encompass all. I mean, it is conservative, but we are there to encompass all of the community, make us a voice of the community where everybody can come and speak. And
well, everybody always has had a voice here on Free Fire, and we pride ourselves. Now, we have some shows that are conservative. Yeah, we have Dennis Miller, who's not quite as conservative, and we have shows that are very conservative in the sense that they believe the country's going in the wrong direction, and they believe in the Constitution. So I can't say that's too conservative, so I won't say that. But we pride ourselves here on Free Fire of having everybody from the MoveOn.org to the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus here, to the Northern California State Militia, Tea Party, everybody in between, because they are a community. And you know, frankly, we enjoy everybody that we have on. So whether it's you think that marijuana should be sold in the public schools, which we're not real crazy about, or that you think that we should have a separate state, that we need the state of Jefferson. Everybody has a voice here, and they don't have a voice in other places. So we expect you to push that.
And that's what really intrigued me about coming here, is just getting everyone out in this community, their voice to be expressed, and, you know, we'll just come together.
Yeah. We had a call yesterday from a gal who heard the game on Saturday, and she said, I'm going to be a new listener. And I said, great. She goes, I'm so happy that you brought the game. And she was talking about, you know, Nate and I was telling her what the shows were, and she goes, oh yeah, I'm going to start listening to you. So that's exciting for us to know. And that, you know, again, we've got sports being pushed out, throughout the year. We're going to be doing basketball and baseball again. And then again, more reaching out to the community. We want people to know. And so Dan, you're going to be our bridge, and we're looking forward to it. So when you come into the station and when you see Dan Jansen's on the street, he's now, officially with KCNR 1460, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Merry Christmas
and
to
your family.
Well, okay. Don't forget that ass.
Yeah, Jansen's.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We have some other people stopping by we're going to bring in here and say Merry Christmas too. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What would you do with an extra $500 during the holidays? At North Valley Bank, we'd like to help you find out. Simply enter our Win Big Holiday Debit Card Contest for your chance to win $500. That's right. Each time you make a purchase with your North Valley Bank debit card this season, you're automatically entered to win $500. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photos of our winners on our website at NOVB.com. Start shopping now with your North Valley Bank debit card, and you might win big this holiday season. Debit cards are safe and easy to use, so make ours your card of choice. North Valley Bank, member FDIC. No purchase or account necessary. See official contest rules on NOVB.com for more details on how to enter. Must be at least 18 to enter. Contest ends January 5th, 2014.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, we're back on the air. You can hit us, but you can't kill us.
You know, if you've never listened to these guys, they are great. Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Oh, you know what? For some reason, they slip by me.
I've never heard of them. Oh, they're awesome.
What?
Well, they're good.
Absolutely. It's like the Electric Light Orchestra.
I've heard of that. I've heard of, what about what is that one that's got the weird, it's got the German name? Mannheim Express.
Yeah, they're out of Yugoslavia or in that area, and they just do some great interpretations of the classics with a pretty good metal. Ted knows who they are.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, hey, look. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. There, DC Tim, the Man in Black. Merry Christmas to you all, and great haircuts. That's where I go to get my hair cut. And, and Bob and all the, you know, manly people we know.
What? I love it how it gives me a hard time about that every time I visit.
Anyway.
I have a stylist.
You have a stylist.
I have a stylist. I'm not embarrassed to say that.
That's all right. Hey.
We're talking about Cypress Square Barbershop right now. Man's Last Stronghold. You can, you know, discounts for seniors and veterans there. And again, Merry Christmas to our friends down there. They do a lot for our community. A lot for our community. And thank you so much, DC Tim and the Man in Black. And as usual, we have here our friend and, an associate here, Ted Lighty, retired command sergeant major. And you just stopped by, and so we thought we'd throw you on the air and say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lisa. Merry Christmas to both of you. I love you guys so much, and thank you for all you do in the community. I had to stop by. I know you guys are getting ready to start your holiday, and so I wanted to stop by and do a quick gift exchange and just love on you a little bit.
Well, thanks. Well, thank you. And
makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Are you warm and fuzzy?
Uh huh.
Okay. Let's see that. That's a nice sweater you have there. That's it's not fuzzy.
So, Ted and Lisa, happy holidays. What's your plan? What does Christmas mean to you?
Oh, it is. So, you know what Christmas is? Christmas is just a time when everybody finally gets together and sits down and enjoys a nice meal. Mm-hmm. And we like to play cards.
Oh!
And Lisa said this morning, you know, maybe we'll play a board game instead of cards tonight. I said, you mean a real board game? Like, she goes, yeah, let's play a board game. So we like to sit and play games. You know, we always get some funky little stupid prize. Like, well, on Thanksgiving, we had a turkey ornament, Christmas ornament, mm-hmm. Of a wild turkey. And, we played cards all night until someone ran out of chips. You know, we all started with $10,000 in chips. That was great. We were all big high rollers. And
like
then,
what kind of card games?
Poker.
Okay.
And, mostly just poker.
Poker, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We spend some time with our friends on New Year's Eve. I know they're big card players. I have to count on my fingers.
Well, that's okay. We don't play anything complicated, trust me.
Well, this is one where you have to do a lot of counting.
And, yeah.
If you count wrong, you lose all your money. So it's one of those things.
I never learn Parcheesi.
Yeah, well, I love liar's dice, but Lisa doesn't like liar's dice. She doesn't like to lie.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you used to be a recruiter. You're used to it.
That's right. Hey, I have zero problems.
you don't play games like Scrabble and then use the Scrabble dictionary. And Carl says, there is no word that is like two.
Za.
T-U.
There is no such word as zam or something like that. And she looks it up in the Scrabble dictionary. There is a word, and it's a Tibetan monk. And who knows that? Do you know that, Bob? Do you know those things?
I do now.
You do now. Now, who plays Scrabble with a dictionary next door?
Moi.
And she won't let me. She goes, I'll say, well, this is a word. She goes, not if it's not in a Scrabble dictionary. Yeah. Let's talk about things that are going on at Christmas here, all right, while you're here. These are things from all, throughout the world. Santa and Elf face drunk driving charges after crashing horse-drawn sleigh into car.
Where was that?
It was in Poland.
Wow.
Chicagoland. Sandwich shop fires 18 employees on Christmas Eve by email. Okay. Planned Parenthood releases the 12 days of contraception Christmas carol.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bob, can you pull that up for us?
And, please, don't.
I checked for it. It's not on YouTube.
And right. San Francisco bans wood-burning fires for Christmas. Okay, so it's just, you know, you think about the things that are going on in the world, and there's others in here that are just not nice at all that are happening. But the thing about here, about what we're trying to talk about today is, and I'm going to finish today's, you know, we've got another 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to talk about the is there a war on Christmas? But there are other things about Christmas. And Bruce Ross wrote an editorial today in the paper that was just outstanding. Maybe, and for Bruce, it was, and you read it and you think, cause Bruce is a kind of, he can be cynical at times.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, he
love
can
him,
be.
But yeah.
Yeah. But he can be. And, but you know what? When you write about everything, sometimes you get that way. But I can't say enough about this editorial and I'm going to read parts of it here. But I'm also going to talk about the war on Christmas. That is true. That, you know, we've got so many places that are trying to do away with the word Christmas. Take the word Christmas out of this. Take the word Christmas out of that. Oh, you can't have a Christmas parade. No. That Smokey the Bear can't be in the Christmas parade. I mean, that happened right here in town.
What?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, when we had our Christmas parade, Smokey the Bear was not allowed to be in the Christmas parade because it had nothing to do with firefighting, even though Smokey the Bear had been in our Christmas parade for 20 years. So, you know, and you kind of take a look at it like that. And you look at things where people are saying, oh, you can't do this, where people are taking ads out against Christmas. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But, right now, we just want to, we'll go out with some, great Christmas music here, and we'll be right back after these messages so we can talk about, let's talk a little bit about the war on Christmas and some good things to talk about. So we'll be right back, Carl and Linda Bott and, Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. We'll turn him loose after this. We'll be right back.
Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird who sings a love song.
Prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Reading or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
There's yeah. Your guy. Since we've got to do two Christmas specials with him.
Let it snow, let it snow.
And he's still, man, he just had this, he was a crooner, man. So even in his, what, he was 66 when I joined the group. See?
Wow.
He was still like very beautiful and virile and, you know, Aldine. And, so that was pretty cool. So later on, you know, so he was that age when we were doing Christmas specials. This portion of the show is brought to you by
our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first, quality you can count on. You know what? They are just outstanding. Alliance Heating and Air. And it's getting cold. It's getting cold. It's getting cold. You're going to need to have somebody that knows what they're doing.
Please bring on the snow.
Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. Okay. What I was going to say was the...
And Ted's with us.
And Ted Lighty. Yeah, Ted Lighty's with us, a friend. And, of course, Linda and I.
NorCal Firearms.
Right. NorCal Firearms Instruction.
Yes.
As soon as we turn you on.
Yeah.
Man.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Oh, those damn buttons. You know, Bob's over there saying Merry Christmas to the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, on his computer. Let's talk about, do you think there's a war on Christmas?
Well, I think there's a group out there that has an agenda for the war on Christmas. And of course, they're making money off of it. You know, I mean, they take donations and we're going to put together a little foundation and we're going to call it a, religious infringement, and then we're going to sit here and we're going to write papers on it, and we're going to push and make money on it. You know, that's how it works.
Well, Congress
just, they're not doing it for free.
Congress just passed a resolution House resolution to end the war on Christmas. What's wrong with saying Merry Christmas and all that? You know, and there's a lot of places, because it's gotten so politically correct, you can't have the nativity scene out and things like that. I mean. And I frankly, I don't know why we need to be pushing so hard against the idea of Christmas and Christ. And the fact is that Christmas comes from Christ and the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. And yet, as we pointed out yesterday, you don't see people fighting against, or making big scenes about, Allah and, Muhammad or Buddha in Buddhism. And I'm not sure about Hindus, what they are, but you don't see that. But Bruce Ross wrote something today about war and Christmas. Well, the holiday has won yet again. And there's rumored to be some kind of war on Christmas. If so, peace on earth and goodwill toward men have once again won a lopsided victory for the season. And he talks about being able to be blinded by the commercial hype over scheduled weekends and traffic jams. He says people ought to open their eyes a little bit wider. Warm-hearted people serve the world year-round. But sometimes something transformational happens every December. Preschoolers launch jammy drives, the patriotic box up care packages for troops serving overseas, hairdressers donating toys and trim, caroling, guitar strumming, bell ringers brave the mall and parking lot just to stand outside, raising money for the Salvation Army. Santa makes his rounds on horseback in blue on the surprise guest at preschools and a sleigh lighted up for Redding's nighttime parade. We push back against the darkest time of the year with dangling blue icicles on the eaves, Santa land here, directions on the rooftop, inflatable snowman on the lawn, and for the truly dedicated, that's barely a warm-up.
Yeah, if you could go around a lot of the neighborhoods right here in Reading, and you can look at the Christmas light tour at Reading.com. And we build crutches, we don robes, enjoying living nativities, we carol around the neighborhood, hum along to the madrigal and Victorian and church choirs, scan the radio dial through Christmas tunes, country and classical.
Took a call just a minute ago. Yeah. When you got a, or at a breaking point.
Well, we wonder where the 4-year-old picked up the lyrics to Jingle Bell Rock. So, in Christmas has many meanings, as there are tiles and ornaments on the tree. And it's a willful drive to cheer ourselves up in the darkest time of the year. And it's a handmade wreath and popcorn garland. It is a reverent occasion when Christians remember Jesus' birth and all it means. However you mark the holiday, a very Merry Christmas to those who did have a hard work, who do the hard work of bringing joy. And they not have it any other way to all. And he's right. There's people that do so much at this time of the year to bring the thought of Christmas in Christ and Christian giving and sharing to people. That share toys, share boxes of food, that make donations, that volunteer, that stand out, ring bells, walk from door to door to help people who have done, who perhaps aren't, haven't been as fortunate this year. And it's true. There is something going on about taking Christmas away from people. That thought. They won't win. They can never win as long as that spirit's in your heart. And that spirit in your heart is there because of who you are and what you believe. A billboard that says, keep the merry but take out the rest of Christmas is wrong. You can put it there. You can spend your money, but people know that to have Christmas, it's more than just opening a present. It's helping, it's sharing, it's being there with family and friends and helping those less fortunate. We'll be right back.
Back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Bastiani Arms would like to say thank you to our military, local law enforcement agencies, and fire departments. Bastiani Arms is excited to expand even more in the firearms business. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialists. Bastiani Arms has two full-time gunsmiths offering full services. Bastiani Arms has Ruger 1022s back in stock and Crimson Trace laser grips for an assortment of models. They're 10% off. All scopes are 10% off. A great assortment of ammo, too. 9mm, 40 S&W, 45 ACP, and more. Also a great selection of fully built custom AR receivers. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms. Remember, December 13th is your last day you can purchase a firearm and be able to pick it up before Christmas. Come talk to your locally owned and operated firearms specialist. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Streets in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution. Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We've been sharing wonderful Christmas stories with you on this Christmas Eve. And we'd like to thank... Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, it's just like moody. Oh. Speaking of moods, we'd like to tell you one of our sponsors that we want to give thanks to because, you know, jewelry always makes everyone feel happy.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there are Leonard and his associates. Great deals. It's his 20th year in business. And, you know, we trust Leonard when it comes to jewelry. He'll tell you what's going on.
Gold prices.
And, he'll talk to you about, you know, gems. He has all types. He has Native American art. He has Native American jewelry.
Sparkle is always the right gift.
I tell you what, he's the guy to go to if you want jewelry. And this is your last chance, guys, because you're looking for something. You're starting to get a little panicky. Here you go. Head on down to 2225.
The biggest jewelry time of the year.
Christmas Eve. And you know what? They gift wrap. Yes, that's right. They gift wrap. They'll be open up only, but they're only going to be open to like 4 today. Give them a call at 222-2750. 222-2750. Plus, they have the only watch repair expert in the city. Yeah, you can take it other places, but it will end up with him. So right over there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Well, we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And Ted, thank you so much. Ted Lighty for coming in. And Bob Belongi, you've been playing some wonderful Christmas music that songs I haven't heard in a long time. Great mix that you selected to play today.
love the classics. But some of the new stuff I enjoy as well.
So. It's really nice to hear. I've got the Celtic Women and I have some different mixes that people have sent me. But we were talking about a story, and I know it's just going to take about a minute, about how we were ringing the bell out in front of, it's no longer here.
Yeah,
it was a department store.
Three or four years ago.
And at the very end, we had you do like a couple hour block. Or maybe it was a 4 hour block. I can't remember. It was early in the morning and we were ringing the bell. And at the very end of our time, like 3 minutes, we were already walking out to the car actually, finished with our time.
We had turned over our bells to the next people.
Mm-hmm. And along came this dark colored van and Carl said,
Well, it was kind of beat up.
Yeah.
And the guy gets out and he looked like
he'd been washed in a while.
And this is, you know what, how you look at people and you think, oh, this is a rough looking guy.
Right.
And he said, are you Carl and Linda Bott? And I went, I said, no, I'm Ted Lighty. I said,
you're making me uncomfortable.
I said, yes, can we help you?
Yeah, it was really funny.
I told Linda, why don't you just stay here in the truck? And she didn't, of course. She just jumps up.
Yeah, he wanted me on the other side where, you know, he could protect me. But anyway, so this guy slides open his van door. And in the back he goes, I brought that for you.
And it's an igloo cooler. Not the huge one, but the one, you know, that you can take with you. But it's good size.
Looked like he probably had put bait in there or whatever, but she didn't want to touch it and open it up. I'm just telling you that now.
It's in there. And I said, oh, well, thank you.
It's in there. We were like,
He opened it up and it was filled with quarters. He had brought down, it was probably $800 to $1,000 worth of quarters of quarters that he had been saving for I don't know how long because he had heard us and he heard us on the show. And, he came down and I believe his name was Jim. He never gave us his last name, but he wanted to donate this to people less fortunate. And that told us a lot about the people up here in the North State, how you can look at somebody and never have a real idea of where their, how big their heart is, how huge their heart is, and how that he could have used that money. I mean, you know he could have used that money.
Well, it goes right back to Bruce's editorial. I mean, you know, that was a, that was right on the spot, and that's exactly what you're talking about.
That's right. Christmas will never
die.
The
war on Christmas wasn't changing that guy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's not changing me or you either.
It's not going to change people. It was not going to change the people, but this story about this man, and Linda, when you brought it up, it was so apropos for right now. The war is not going to ever be won against Christmas as long as there are people like Jim. As long as there are people like Bad Bob and Just Bob and Diane and Dan and Savannah and Rachel.
I mean, how, what do you mean you're going?
All the people like that.
When you're in
the Ted and Lisa.
Right, but when you're in the department store, speaking of, you know, the songs that the Bob's been playing, when you think of I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Have a Jolly Christmas, all these songs that say Christmas and it's during the holiday season, if you're going to be politically correct at the mall, then you're going to have to listen through every song that was ever done and say the Christmas word. How stupid. That's all I have to say.
Oh, man. You know what? I agree. I'm with you.
Well,
I'm feeling you.
Well, here it is. It's our last minute on Christmas Eve, and we just want to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To all of our friends. And may you have just a wonderful Christmas. And may you be with your family or be close to your family or be able to call your family and say hello and share that thought with you. And a Bad Bob, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. And you gave this town a big Christmas present that kept on giving 5 years ago.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
For everybody,
four
all years our friends. Ago.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, thanks, Linda.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Good thanks, night. Carl and Linda.
Good night, Linda. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. And you know what? Tonight, we're all good guys.
Can't wait to kiss Santa Claus.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After a strong start, Christmas sales have faded in recent weeks, falling for three consecutive weeks, according to ShopperTrack. Collects data from 40,000 stores, and some shoppers are shying away from Target in the aftermath of the huge data breach. Jack Robertson says his Target account has been compromised.
Can't get a hold of them. I've been checking the account every day to make sure there's no more charges. I look at it this morning, and lo and behold, now all of the charges are duplicated. So now all of my charges for the entire statement show double.
He spoke with KGO-TV. Christmas Eve in the Holy Land. Musicians parade as crowds of pilgrims flock to the West Bank town of Bethlehem, packing Manger Square. The number of visitors has been on the rise in recent years, and renewed Israeli-Palestinian peace talks may draw more tourists this year.